Shelley Dart is with us. Morning, Shelley.
Hi, morning.
I have to say, the initiative of the garden safari is a new initiative on me. When I was talking to John earlier, I was like, garden what? So please tell us more about what the garden safari is and what you're all up to.
Yeah, sure. So the Horsell Garden Safari obviously is based in Horsell in Woking, and it's actually been running for 20 years. So Gail Bromley and Rob Puttock and a few others had started off some time ago, and I believe it sort of started off as a few gardens, and now we're looking at, well, absolutely tons. I think there's yesterday some of the gardens received around 300 people visiting. There's 24 gardens listed, so quite a lot of people taking part all across Horsell, and it's just a really good opportunity for people to come out, have a wander round and a bit of cake, and then talk about gardens.
So I understand the way to do it is when you first go along to Horsell, you get a program, right, which lists all the gardens, and you pick which ones you want to see, but you do that by having entry due to the program.
Yes, that's right. So the programs can be collected from the Horsell Framing, apples and pears, and the Horsell Kitchen and places like that, or even also in the gardens themselves. And the proceeds from the entry per family, it goes to charities, so the food bank amongst others. So some really good causes.
So you say there's 24 gardens. Do they all open every day, or are you taking it in rotation?
Most gardens are open both days, yesterday and today. But people like ourselves, we have children. We were at the Goldsworth Park Rangers football yesterday, so we're only open today on being Sunday.
And what have you most been looking forward to about opening your garden? Or is it the first time you've done it as well?
Yeah, it is the first time. It's the first time we've done it. We've got a family garden, and our intention really behind that really was having children but still enjoying gardening can be a bit of a challenge if you know you can be a bit stuck for time. There's different things to consider in terms of having the space for the kids to play, but you still want to go out in the evening or with friends, have a glass of wine or some food and enjoy the garden some peace as well, so over the sound of the kids playing. It's nice to have a bit of both, and that was what we wanted to achieve in our garden. So we've kind of gone down the theme of a garden that's easy enough to maintain as gardens go, with plants which will kind of look after themselves to somewhat a lot of grasses and prairie type plants, as well as plants which bring a lot of colour but come back over and over through the summer as well as each year. And then maintaining a big space for the kids to run around and some swing set, things like that as well, so we can sort of have a bit of both. And I think that was our key. We designed it ourselves, which was quite fun to do. And then we had a local landscaper, Richard Bowden, who our green cedar and green design, he came and did landscaping for us. So it's really nice also to work with local trades as well.
And Shelley, how do you feel about the idea of, you know, people coming round and exploring your garden? I mean, is there a bit of kind of like nervousness of what they're going to think?
Well,
of it?
Yeah, will I remember what every plant is?
If you're bound to be asked by someone,
yeah. The Latin
names, of course, but
yeah, yes, and we are new gardeners to a degree, so yes, whether I will be of a huge amount of help, but certainly it's very fun to share what you can do, get people inspired. Green space is really important to me, and I think it's really important for people, even no matter how big or small your garden is, to be able to feel that you can plant something out there, and understanding the different types of plants that can be low maintenance can encourage more families as well to start planting up their gardens, or even just put a bit of board around the edge would be really good.
You never know, you may even be asked exactly where you got that rose from or that grass from, because someone else was looking in their garden. You might be helping someone design their garden.
I don't know, you never know. I would be, yeah, it'd be exciting to help. I grew up with a gardener. My dad was a gardener in Scotland, so I think he inspired me quite a lot, and it's nice now to be able to kind of carry the flag, as you could say, and sort of have our own garden and be able to share it with other people. And yeah, it'd be nice to be able to help people
and
with different ideas.
I think it is important, isn't it? You know, Shelley, with lockdown and everything else, I think people discovered that having their own space, their own green space that they can access in their own garden, it's so important for your mental health to be able to do that.
It is, and now with more and more people working from home, honestly, having that change between your outside space and your inside space, I think, has grown in value to people. It's so important to be able to get away from your in-home desk, really, and you don't have that sort of cut off with train journeys or other things like that anymore as much. So being able to go outside, even if it's for lunch, which we do, and sort of feel like you've gone somewhere else for a bit, and also that time to wind down at the end of the day, definitely we've really felt that has had a really nice impact on our working balance. And so I think that even for a small garden or a balcony garden, you can achieve that.
Yes, no matter what sort of space you've got, you know, you can do something with it and make it your own. So how long have you lived in the Horsell, in the Woking area? How long have you been around these parts?
I've lived here for 14 years. So, yeah, originally from Scotland, and me and my husband lived here 14 years. We've been fortunate to have some sort of space for a bit of planting, although it's not always been as large as it is now, and sort of, yeah, moved from there to more of a garden mentality, I suppose. At first we didn't really plant much, and now we've got a whole landscape garden. Yeah.
There's no stopping you. And what for you is the best part about the area where you live? What do you love most about it?
I think Woking and Horsell are fantastic locations to live in. I can see the appeal to so many people coming in. We're being over in Woodham Road, we're really close to the common, but in fact anybody can walk or cycle to the common so easily. It's such a honour to be able to live somewhere so lovely with all the natural surroundings in the Surrey Hills, to so easy access. And I think that's probably the biggest thing I love about it, being able to be active if you want to, or get away from kind of just daily working life. It is so brilliant to have. And I think that the community, things like the garden safari, as well as the community day we had yesterday, football, things like that are really make you feel part of part of the village, part of the area, and it really brings quite a lot to us. So it's really great that Gail and everyone have set this garden safari up. So yeah, we're really
I hope you and the rest of the family enjoy your day and enjoy opening your garden and get lovely feedback.
Thank you.
We plan for next year.
Yes, hopefully we will keep going. Yeah.
So you're open from midday until what, 4:30? Where can we find you if we wanted to come and check out your garden?
So we are on Woodham Road, and there are three gardens up here, so it's well worth the short walk. I think it's about 15 minutes maybe maximum, so there's a few cut-throughs, nice bit of walking. People can pop over to the common as well afterwards. So yeah, it's a nice location. We're in Woodham Road number 33, and yeah, really looking forward to seeing lots of people. We've got cakes, we've got ice creams, it's going to be hot, we've got drinks, so well prepared.
That sounds good. Prepared for the for some a great day in your garden, out in the fresh air, welcoming the community in to check out what you've been doing. And the weather is going to be amazing as well, so you definitely picked the right day, I think, to do this.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Brilliant. Well, Shelley, thank you. Good luck with everything. And I hope those people come and check out and admire and love your garden.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. There we go. There's Shelley Dart there, who's opening up her garden as part of the Horsell Garden Safari this weekend.